Welcome. I'm LaToya Renee Hill, and this is Her Life Now, a new series with deep, thoughtful conversations about God, wellness, music, relationships, big reflections, and small joys. Let's get into it. Welcome back, guys. I invited my mother to join me on this episode. We talked about growing up, my childhood, and her life now. I want to say thank you for tuning in to my new podcast, Her Life Now. Thank you for all your support. And I ask that you just continue to support me in this new quest of my life. This episode is going to be a little different because I do have a guest. She is somebody who's known me all my life. It's my mother. And so I'm going to ask her a few questions and she's just going to answer and elaborate on them. Okay. How are you today?
I'm fine. Glad to be here. I hope I can answer these questions.
Like my first time, this is my mom's first time being interviewed and being on this podcast. Mama, how do you feel about the new podcast and being interviewed for the first time?
Well, I love that you are doing it. It's bringing out what was already in you. You're bringing it out. I'm definitely proud of you finally getting out of your shell and doing what you were meant to do.
Oh, thank you. Okay, guys, I'm going to start with the questions, the juicy part. What do you remember about me as a kid?
Busy, very busy, always into something, curious about everything. So you stayed in trouble quite a bit as a young child.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you did. Okay, so my dad, I guess when the kids were smaller, he would always talk about Mr. Bones. It was supposed to be like a scary character or something that would make them behave. Okay, Mr. Bones is going to get you if you don't, you know, stop this or do this. Okay, so one day we're at the grocery store and LaToya's maybe two or three. And so I had her in the basket. We're riding around the store and this lady, I don't know how to describe her, but she looked a little, I guess, odd to LaToya. And she said to me, well, Mom, is that Mr. Bones? And, oh, I was so embarrassed. Thank God the lady did not know what we were, but I knew. And so I felt embarrassed, even though the lady did not know what we were talking about. That's the kind of child she was, okay? Talkative, outgoing. You know, I guess some kids, when they're at that age, they do that. They don't have a filter. So they say what it was on their mind. And that's how she was.
How do you feel I have matured and change throughout the years?
You changed a lot at 40. You're coming out. You were slow getting there, but you're getting better because you used to be very shy. And I've seen you grow a lot. And this podcast to me is you're headed in the right. And I think you can only go up if you continue with it. You can do a whole lot more.
I do agree, but I feel like me being shy, I'm not shy, but I just went into a shell when different life experiences, I just went into a shell. I stayed there for a while. And like I said in the past episode, that I was a late bloomer. I did things later in life. The next question is, was there a point in your life when your perspective changed? Not necessarily about me, but just about your life.
In my early 30s, working with people.
My mom has worked with children and the elderly for 40 years, the bookends of life. Her perspective is incredible.
Working in hospitals, right. Noticing how people react to different things. For example, when I worked in a nursing home, some of the residents, they act like kids. And I noticed that and I didn't understand it. So I asked somebody about it and they were saying that a lot of them are lonely and they want that attention or they want that company. So that's why they act that way. And then going on working in children's hospital, I noticed that some of the parents, when their child was sick, that some of them, not all of them, some of them were kind of rude. But as their child got better, their attitude got better. That I noticed, oh, okay, they're worried about their kids. They're not understanding how they're coming off to, you know, us, when we were trying to help them. But they're just worried and they don't know how to react. They're just so concentrated on their children that they don't understand how they're reacting toward us. They're taking it out on us, what's going on with their child. So as the child gets better, they get better. They get more pleasant. I've just noticed a lot of things about people, how people react to different things and trying to understand it and not hold it against them from the way they act. Because people react different ways to different situations.
Right.
And a lot of times you have to understand, why is this person acting this way? It's not because they're mean or they're ugly. They just have things going on in their life and they don't know how to deal with it. It's always something you can learn about people. One thing I try to tell people is that when people act that way, try to understand what they're going through. And it's hard sometimes, especially when somebody's being rude and ugly to you, you know.
Right.
But a lot of times people are having a lot of things going on in their life and they don't know how to deal with it. At my age, I'm still learning a lot of things.
Okay, just like when we were younger, you used to say you have to pray for those people because you don't know what they're going through in life and kind of felt weird about their response when somebody was doing something to us and you'd be like, just pray for them. Mm-hmm. You have to try to understand where they're coming from instead of you saying fight them or hit them, pray for them. And that was great advice that I still hold today.
Right.
So what was the biggest challenge of becoming a mother?
Making sure you're raising them right. Making sure you're doing the right thing. Making sure that you're raising them to be a strong, independent adult. And as far as that concerns, sometimes I overdid it as far as being there for y'all instead of letting you go. And learn on your own. If somebody see me as Sharon and her girls, y'all are always with me or, you know what I'm saying? I think, and because I was a single mom and it was the two of y'all as well, the three of us. Yeah, y'all were very spoiled.
Kudos to you. Thank you, girl. What is the best advice you ever received?
It was from my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when I was feeling like life was a lot, she would tell me, remember whose you are. God's got you. Remember that. Today, sometimes I feel sometimes life is kind of hard or, you know, why am I going through this? Why am I going through that? Then it comes to me, you know, hey, God's got you. Trouble don't last always. You know, you're going to get through this just like you got through all the other things. God's got you. Remember, God's got you.
I can remember a time when I was feeling down or whatever, and you brought up the scripture, oh, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I hold that dear when I'm trying to be positive, when I'm trying to pick myself up, or just to encourage somebody else. I make sure that I encourage my nieces and nephews, make sure they say their prayers and stuff like that. I think I got that from you in my faith. Who is your hero and why?
My mom.
Mama Faye, my grandmother, passed away in 1999. She is still loved and remembered fondly.
She was an only child. She loved people. Can you imagine being the only child growing up and having 12 children? Well, people used to say that all of us were spoiled. And I used to, my heightened spoiled 12, but somehow she did it.
She did it.
And one thing about her, she accepted all of our friends. I mean, if they needed something, if they needed a place to stay, if they needed meal, she was just so giving to other people. And even like if you needed something, if my mom had a dime, she's going to give you a nickel. She would give you her last. she just loved people. She did a lot for our friends, which was, to me, was kind of like, even though they were our friends, but she would, you know, if they need a place, if she'd make them a pallet on the floor if need be. And I would like to be like her, but I'm not. But I try to have some of those traits that right. she have.
Quality.
Yeah. I mean, she was a genuinely kind person. And she just loved people. And so that's something I strive to be like. And she was always giving. If she needed something, she was there for you, whether it was us or somebody else. So she's my hero.
Okay. I would say the same, because Mama Faye, being able to live amongst her, and that's her nickname, Mama Faye, my grandmother, and being able to live amongst her, I say she was very close to being like the mother, the grandmother, and soul food. I mean, it don't matter who she was talking to. They said this in the movie. Who she was talking to, she made sure that you felt like you were special. Like you were just one of a kind. And like the little boy that played Ahmad in that movie. I mean, she make you feel like you're the only one, the only grandchild, because she would nurture you and care for you. Like, and you felt important, you know, leaving her presence. You felt like somebody. So, yeah, that's a close resemblance to how she really was. It wasn't an act to her. It was real life. I remember being in church, and we couldn't chew gum in church. Sitting next to Mama Faye. We could not chew gum. So she, plenty of times, she went in her purse and got a Kleenex and just handed it to me. I already knew what it was for. So I spit out my gum. You know, she just made you act right. You know, just by the way that she lived, it was a whole different perspective. I'm grateful that she was like that, because, I mean, everybody ain't blessed to have a grandma like she was. So give homage to her and everything, because she was a hero. I'm really excited to have a guest on this show, and I'm going to bring in more guests as I continue this podcast, because this was fun. This was easy. Yeah, I enjoyed myself. What do you feel about it?
Oh, it was nice.
My mom was nervous, but she handled it well, as always. I hope to have more conversations like this going forward as I look at my life now.
But in my mind, back in my mind, I said, oh, I'm glad when it's over with. Oh.
Y'all stay tuned now. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Mama, for being on with me and being my first interview, our guest. Cheers to the second episode of Her Life Now. Be sure to like, share, comment, and subscribe. And as always, know you, love you, speak you, and never drop the mic. Till next time, God bless.